Hi Glowers, welcome back to the Vitamin Glow podcast. I'm your girl Haley, and today's episode is me talking about the topic work from home. I guess you guys already listened to Katie's episode, which I enjoy as well. Since she has a full-time job, I think it was so easy to compare pros and cons of working from home. I think my case is a little bit different because I never work from office. I always work from home since I started this YouTube channel. I don't actually know how it feels like working at office, but I think I can compare the way I work from home before pandemic and after pandemic. So pros, first one would be obviously being able to have my own time a lot, like 24/7. For me, apart from some Zoom calls I have normally once a week or sometimes twice a week, I don't have any meetings. Most of my communication with people I work with goes through email, Slack, WhatsApp, or Trello, so I don't have that official meeting with lots of people. Work-wise, I don't have any human communication, but at least I have a friend lives nearby, so we meet almost every day because she also works from home, and both of us feel so bored, so we just start to just meet after lunch for like get some coffee. I live by myself, I live alone, so I don't live with my family. So yeah, I think I could say I'm completely free. So second pros would be I can not only save my time but also money and energy. I know how hard it is to commute like every single day. I used to tell to my friends who commute, who have full-time job, like I always respect them because like getting a subway when there's lots of people, it's not easy, especially really early in the morning. Now I can save all my energy and time. I think food is the only thing I spend my money nowadays. And the last pros would be I can fully control my life. It's the same as the first one, I could say, but I can just fully control what to eat, what to wear, and like how many days I don't wash my hairs. I know it sounds really dirty, but I guess I'm not the only one. So you can just be whatever you want at home. But that means it can be also cons. So after song break, I'm going to talk about cons of working from home. So yeah, we are back to second part, which we are going to talk about cons of working from home. So first cons would be obviously feeling lonely. I start to feel lonely more than ever since this pandemic happens. I don't live with my parents, so it's kind of really easy to feel more emotional and feel more depressed, kind of. I found a way to not to get into that mood. So I start to find more people to work together. That really helped me a lot to not to be alone. And I think having some people to work with is the best way to not to feel lonely. Because when you are a freelancer, you just work for yourself and no one's tell you what to do and no one gives you feedback. So I start to ask people to give me feedback when it comes to content I create or just any like scripts I write, and then I can feel that I'm not the only one who worked for this project. And the second cons would be less productive as no one watches you during the work, so it is kind of easy to be lazy and you don't have to stress about anything, so you can easily get stuck in your comfort zones. It's so hard to get out of that, especially when you are alone. But as I already said, bringing people to work with would be the best way to not to be lazy. I live in a studio, which means I don't have any like living room, bedroom. I've been really thinking to decorate my room more because I've been always thinking that my space I'm living right now is just temporary, so I don't have any passion to decorate or feel like it's my home. But since the pandemic has been becoming worse, so I think now is the time to set my mind that this place is my house, and I know that I should start decorate my room more or buy more furniture because I don't have any sofa, table or dining tables. So it feels so empty. During this time, I've been realizing how important the environment is for work, just for our mental health as well. Obviously, I'm so grateful that I'm able to work from home, but I think it's kind of tricky to care about our mental health, especially if you live alone like me. I want to take this time to like kind of opportunity to improve myself. So I've been reading more like books, how I can be more productive in 2021. So I think that's my whole story about working from home, my struggles. So I hope you guys enjoy this episode. Nowadays, Korea's the COVID cases has been increasing. It's reached around thousands. I and Katie discussed that it is better to record separately until this situation gets better. So we are going to talk separately as well until this year. Stay safe. We will see you in the next episode. Bye.